Mississippi casino revenue falls 1.8% in September as Gulf Coast leads. Mississippi commercial casino revenue slipped 1.8% in September, driven by softness across table games. Gulf Coast tops state revenue, despite slight fall. Statewide commercial gaming receipts in September fell to $187.2 million from $190.7 million a year earlier, according to monthly figures published by the Mississippi Gaming Commission. The decline marks a mild pullback but continues a pattern of stability in slot revenues and weakness at many table games tables. The Gulf Coast region, home to Biloxi, Gulfport, and the state's largest beachfront resorts, remained the dominant revenue generator, producing $124.6 million in September, down 1.3% from $126.2 million a year prior. Slot machine income along the Gulf Coast was essentially unchanged, dipping just 0.1%, while table games revenue declined by 3.9%. The central region, which includes Vicksburg and other riverfront gaming centers, posted $24.6 million in September, a 1% decrease from $24.9 million in the prior year month. Table game receipts in central Mississippi bucked the statewide trend with a notable increase of 23.7%, while slot revenue in the region fell about 1.7%. The northern region, encompassing Tunica and the Memphis area properties, recorded the steepest regional drop, with revenue down 4% to $37.9 million from $39.5 million a year earlier. Both major product lines in the north were weaker. Table games revenues fell 14.7% and slots declined 5.1%. Across the state, slot machine revenue totaled $153.6 million in September, down 1.9% year over year. Table games collections were more clearly pressured, sliding 4.4% to $23.9 million, compared with $25 million in the same month last year. Industry observers say the results reflect a mix of seasonal volatility and broader consumer spending pressures. Foot traffic on the coast continues to be supported by leisure travel and convention calendars, while inland markets remain more sensitive to local economic shifts and competition from neighboring states. The Gulf Coast remains the backbone of Mississippi's commercial gaming economy, but table games are where we're seeing the biggest sensitivity to discretionary spending and promotional cycles, said an industry analyst at a U.S. gaming consultancy. Operators that lean into regional marketing and events during the autumn sports calendar should be able to mitigate some of that pressure, but margins will remain under scrutiny heading into year-end. Regulatory and market notes. The Mississippi Gaming Commission, which regulates commercial casinos across the state, continues to release monthly revenue reports that operators, investors, and local officials use to track performance. Regulators and market participants will be watching the October and November numbers closely as college football, the NFL, and postseason baseball carry significant visitor demand to coastal properties. Local factors such as hurricane season disruptions, staffing constraints, and the timing of major concerts or conferences can also swing monthly comparisons in markets like Biloxi and Tunica. For smaller properties in the central and northern regions, even modest changes in slot hold or high-end table turnover can produce noticeable month-to-month swings. With the holiday period approaching and major sporting events on the calendar, the next 2 months will be a clearer test of whether September was a temporary pullback or the start of a more prolonged soft patch, said a regional casino executive. Operators who optimize promotions and revisit loyalty incentives now have an opportunity to close the gap to last year. Investors and analysts will be parsing the MGC's upcoming releases for year-to-date trends. property-level results and any shifts in product performance that could signal strategic changes among operators in Mississippi's tightly watched commercial gaming market.